Disability advocates are calling out for action to protect the confidentiality of witnesses giving evidence in the Disability Royal Commission. On Monday, the Senate discussed a bill put forward by Green Senator Jordan Steele John, which aims to amend this concern. The Royal Commission's second progress report outlined that, quote, except for information given at or for the purpose of a private session, under existing legislation, the Royal Commission cannot guarantee that information will remain confidential after we present our final report. They then further explained how this is causing a reluctance for people to come forward and creating an impediment for the government to fully engage with the disability community. So, in February 2020, the chair of the Royal Commission wrote to the Prime Minister requesting an amendment to ensure confidentiality beyond the Royal Commission. So here we are, 1 year later, and the amendment is still being debated. We are joined on the line by Rosemary Kaist, an academic at the University of New South Wales, human rights lawyer and disability rights activist. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us. I wanted to start off by asking if you could tell us about this amendment and what it is trying to address.
Well, the amendment was put forward in the Senate by Senator Steele John to address the anomaly that leaves people's evidence before the Royal Commission open to being accessible via FOI proceedings following the closing of the Royal Commission. So whilst the Royal Commission can give guarantee for confidentiality of private sessions during the lifetime of the Commission, they cannot guarantee that that information can be kept in confidence after the close of the Commission.
And now this amendment was debated in front of Senate and now put forward in front of the House of Representatives. Who opposes the amendment and why?
The government has voted against the amendment in the Senate on Monday night. I have to admit, I haven't gone back through Hansard to examine exactly all the arguments that were put forward. It was a private member's bill that was being sponsored by Senator Steele John. The Attorney General has indicated that he has asked the Attorney General's Department to develop amendments for the Royal Commission's hearings. And so I don't know whether it's a case of they wish to put their own amendments through or if there was something particular about the amendments that were put forward on Monday night.
One of the reasons put forward was that they were going to put through their own amendment. So, as I mentioned, that the chair of the Royal Commission wrote to the Prime Minister requesting an amendment 1 year ago. Why do you think it's taking so long to create this amendment while the Royal Commission is still, it's taking seatings at the moment?
I find that a little bit intriguing. I mean, people may say, look, 2020 was a year that 2020 has been. But I don't think that could have stopped the process of addressing this quite serious anomaly. I mean, what this Royal Commission is being asked to investigate is fundamentally what is going to be a significant level of institutional-based abuse. And if individuals don't have confidence that that information that they're going to be putting forward to about an institution or a service that has been responsible for abuse towards them or to others, then the Royal Commission can't do its job. I mean, people with disability rely on critical daily support to be able to exist and to participate in life. And so they take a great risk of not being able to access those critical supports if they get, you know, left open to retaliation and retribution for coming forward with complaints and exposing wrongdoing.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like it puts a play into the integrity of the commission. We are almost out of time, but I do want to finish by asking you what's happening now and what is happening next for this amendment going through?
It will come back to the House of Reps. If the government repeats its position that it held in the Senate, then it will be voted down. Have to wait to see if the Attorney General comes forward sooner rather than later with proposed amendments for the Royal Commission's operation. I mean, it's critical that this happens. I mean, even though the Royal Commission has seeked an extension, sought an extension for its mandate, that hasn't been granted as yet, and it is due to finish in 2022. And so the clock is ticking down in terms of being able to get to the core of some of the really, really horrendous abuse that has occurred to people with disability. And we're not going to hear this if people don't have confidence that the evidence that they give can be held in confidence.
Rosemary, thank you so very much for taking the time and joining us this morning.
No problem, my love.